Now, it's very curious, but Padre Pio gave an instruction for someone to steal. But how is that even possible? We should actually ask why he did that. Hello, I'm Edward Urban, presenting the YouTube channel Following Padre Pio, which consists of a series of short videos on the saint and miracle worker Padre Pio. And perhaps you need assistance in your life, in some area in your life, or intercession of the great saint, then that is what we are investigating. We aim to find out more about on this channel. So if you're new to our channel, then please do like, share, and subscribe to our channel, and thereby you'll be part of our team and you'll be included in this Friday's Mass prayer intentions. Now, Padre Pio, at every opportunity he had, he would catechize his spiritual children. He would give them little spiritual teachings, sometimes beautiful teachings and interesting teachings, different ways of putting teachings across. And he would do this especially if he noticed that their thoughts had gone off on the wrong direction. On this particular occasion, Padre Pio demonstrated true Christian love. That is, supernatural love that sees and leads to God in everything. And this can also teach us about the true wisdom of sanctity. So for those among us who do not believe in the intercession of saints or saints themselves, then this is a good story to listen to. Now one day a lady said to Padre Pio, "Father, I am ashamed because I think I love you more than I love God." "Very good," said Padre Pio. "So go to the nearest village and steal something for me." Shocked, the lady looked at him and answered, "What do you mean, Father? You know that I cannot do that." And Padre Pio continued, more assertive, and he said, "I know what I am saying. Go to the nearest village and steal for me." And the lady once again answered, "No, Father, no, I will not steal. It is wrong." And after he had given the same instruction to her a third time, and she had responded in the same way a third time, Padre Pio turned to her and smiled and said, "Do you not understand what I've just done? When I told you to do something that violates the law of God, you refused to do it. You refused to obey me. Therefore, you love God more." And through this little example, he had actually demonstrated or proved to her that she loves God more. And she could not argue with that, of course. And he added, "You love me because I lead you to God. And if I no longer did lead you to God, then you would no longer love me." So in fact, the love of God and the love of a saint are not mutually exclusive. And if one loves a saint more, then one ends up loving God more too. And it's demonstrated here in Padre Pio's example. And we can take this one step further and say, could we not apply this to other saints too? And then the final question would be, to the greatest, to the one we see as the greatest of all saints, that is, the Mother of Jesus Christ, could we not apply that too? More love of her leads to greater love of God.